is the Defense Department's office of the Chief Information Officer so 1990s that it's time to do away with that post. Last week, Defense Secretary Robert Gates announced this the elimination of a Pentagon of that position at a Pentagon press briefing. The cuts will go towards helping the Pentagon trim their other budget, save $100 million over the next 5 years. What will all of this mean for the Defense Department? Bob Bruant, he's a preeminent reporter and covering DOD and IT. He works, for NextGov, writes his What's Bruin column, and he joins us now from Las Vegas. Vegas, New Mexico. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Chris. It's a pleasure to be invited to energize my mind with you.
That's right. So elimination of the DOD CIO, I mean, why?
Well, first of all, we're not going to eliminate the CIO because, as we all know, that's enshrined in the Clinger-Cohen Act. What Mr. Gates wants to do is eliminate the Office of Assistant Secretary of Defense for Networks and Information Integration, and maybe one of the reasons he wants to get rid of it is that's such a dumb name.
Right. Well, everyone just calls it the DOD CIO because no one can remember. I mean, you don't know what that means when you say all those words.
You really don't. And, you know, if you call up the mission statement, I'm sure Federal News Radio has a mission statement, right?
Help people do their jobs better. Nice and easy.
Do their job. Well, the mission statement for ASDNII is much longer than that. And among the things it says is lead the department in changing policy processes and culture necessary to provide the speed, accuracy, and agility to ensure the mission's success in a rapidly changing and uncertain world.
I'm not sure I know what that means.
And provide modern command and control capabilities through persistent collaboration at all levels. Again, maybe they should have fine-tuned this a little bit better before.
Persistent communication sounds painful. If you're doing persistent collaboration, that sounds like something that's unpleasant, not something that's supposed to be, you know, helpful.
Right. So, and also, here's the other one. Acquire new information capabilities in 9 to 12 months at a low cost by delivering them as enterprise services. Chris, I've been doing this for 25 years, and I haven't seen anything from out of the ASDNII that's happened in 9 to 12 months. Have you?
No. Things take longer than that.
So maybe that's one. Maybe Mr. Gates woke up one morning and said, gee, these guys aren't delivering stuff in 9 to 12 months. Not only that, but I don't understand their mission statement. So let's get rid of them, and let's let DISA do the job along with Cyber Command.
So under this idea, this thought, DISA would take over a lot of the integration roles. I mean, DISA is, it seems like, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but DISA has really stepped up a lot over the last couple years.
Well, yeah, I think DISA has gone from the agency that everybody loved to hate, not to mention to beat up, to an outfit that is really doing its job, which is to help people say hello wherever they are. And that includes, and I'm working on a story for tomorrow, supporting the Marines and the rest of the boys and girls in Pakistan doing flood relief ops.
Yeah.
And they're providing 63 megabytes of service as we speak today into Ghazi, Pakistan.
What do
not
we
bad, huh?
Do we have a sense, because Terry Takei, the widely respected CIO for the state of California, had been nominated for the DOD CIO job. Do we know what all this might mean for her potential nomination? Well, she's been nominated. Do we know what it means for that nomination?
I think if she wants to take a truncated job that fits in with the Clinger-Cohen Act mandate, then she can probably get it. But maybe she's going to have more fun staying in California.
And she's done a lot of stuff with consolidating data centers. I mean, California faces a lot of challenges, so.
Right, and, you know, she doesn't have to come and figure out what her job is going to be. I think, and Ms. Takei and I have never communicated, though I try to communicate with her frequently, but for some reason, I'm not on her Christmas card list.
Yeah, not on the speed dial?
No.
So would this change the role of DISA? Would DISA have an expanded role if this happens?
I think that DISA is going to, along with CyberComm, is going to end up in the catbird seat as a result of this reorganization. And I think that they're going to be the go-to folks.
Do we have a sense as to, because the Secretary Gates been talking about this a lot, getting a lot of pushback, of course, with Joint Forces Command down in Norfolk. You've seen the Virginia governor come out and say, hold on, we can't do this. You've even seen Senator Webb come out and say, hold on, what are we doing? Do we have a sense as to how much of this will actually come to pass, come to fruition?
Well, you know, GIFCOM is a political football, so I'm not going to go there. But, you know, I don't think that ASDNII has any rabbis anymore. I don't think many people with clout are going to stand up and defend it. And I think that its functions can be transferred to a bunch of other outfits easily.
And that does it, in the grand scope of things, will the soldiers on the field, will most people even notice the difference?
I don't think anybody's going to notice the difference.
Yeah.
And all you want, whether you're sitting in Las Vegas, New Mexico, in Federal News Radio, or in Ghazi, Pakistan, is you want to get up in the morning and know you can communicate anywhere, any place, anytime, and this is doing that.
And have the ability, have the information you need to make real-time decisions.
That's right.
And that's what they've been doing. I wanted to talk to you about your story that I think it ran late Friday, but I saw it this morning, about this, the Google owning the Earth. Explain to us what this is.
Well, it turns out that your folks at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, which used to be the Map Factory or the Defense Mapping Agency,
right,
had decided last Friday that only Google has the ability to provide web-based map services to the NGA. And the folks at Microsoft think that this is untrue, and they can do the same thing. So I see a battle of giants coming on this one.
And they NGA, which it's National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, but they go by NGA. They awarded a sole source contract to Google because they said there was no one out there who did this.
That's right, and the folks at Microsoft already have told me that the Bing Map server can do the same job for NGA, which is to serve up a lot of pictures of the Earth.
Right.
And we all know Google Earth is terrific, but Bing Maps ain't bad either.
Yeah, well, those of us who like to see competition, because it enables a lot more to, you get a lot of good stuff that comes out of competition, and so, you know, we're happy to see the Battle of the Titans, I think.
I think that this is going to be a very interesting Battle of the Titans.
Bob Bruin, he is the writer of What's Bruin, which you can find on nextgov.com. And, of course, he is the preeminent authority on DOD IT. You can find much more in his report all on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. Bob, always a pleasure to have you here.
And, Chris, you are the preeminent radio voice of widgets, gadgets, and gizmos. Thank you.
Thank you very much.